Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your grace, love, and mercies. Thank you for great joy and peace you have given to us. Thank you for great victories you have given to us. Thank you for blessing us with spiritual blessings and physical blessings. Thank you for defending us and protecting us against all the attacks of the enemy. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you, Lord, for glorifying yourself in our situations. Thank you, Father. Thank you for showing us the path of victory, the path of success, the path of prosperity and breakthrough. Thank you, Lord, for showing us the path to follow and excel and grow spiritually. Thank you, Father. We thank you for enforcing your will to prevail in our situations. Thank you for stopping the will of the enemy from happening in our lives, and for enforcing your own will to happen all the time. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for using us to show forth the praise of your name in the earth. Thank you, Lord, for making use of our lives to win souls into your kingdom, to open the eyes of many that are in darkness. Thank you, Lord, for using us for your glory. Thank you, Father. We thank you for how you always manifest your presence and power among us every time we come together to pray and to seek your face on this platform. We thank you because you have not allowed us to pray in vain or fast in vain. We always see your touch. We always receive your touch. We always receive blessings from you. Thank you, Lord. I ask that as we would be spending some time in your presence together right now, oh Lord, speak to us. Touch our lives. Lead us to pray the kind of prayers you want us to pray. manifest your presence and power in this place once again. Remove every prolonged problems in our lives. Give us answers to our prayers. Bless us with your grace in the name of Jesus. I ask that no one will be able to sleep during the course of these prayers. Everyone will be active and awake in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for I know you have answered these prayers. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence, and I trust the Lord to bless you and to visit you. Amen. We're going to sing some worship songs. Then after that, we are going to be praying with prayer points. Let your name be glorified. Let your name be glorified in my life, Lord. Let your name be glorified. Let your name be glorified. Let your name be glorified. Let your name be glorified, Almighty God. Let your name be glorified in my life. In my life, Lord. Let your name be glorified, oh Lord. Let your name be glorified. Let your name be glorified. Let your name be glorified, King of glory. Let your name be glorified. A set of days in my life, Lord. Let your name be glorified. Lord of hosts, let your name be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. Worthy to be praised. You are worthy, Lord. Jesus, you are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. Hell shall die. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. Worthy to be praised. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. Hell shall die. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We are so grateful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Thank you, Jesus, for everything. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We are so grateful, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sing hallelujah, 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 to the Almighty God, hallelujah.
Jehovah,
We praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you. 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 Yahweh, we praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you. Lion and the Lamb, that's Jesus, the Word of the Father. Forever you remain in the same Lion and the Lamb. Lion and the Lamb, the Word of the Father. Forever you remain the same Lion and the Lamb. Lion and the Lamb, the Word of the Father. Forever you remain. You remain the same, the same Lion and the Lamb, the Word of the Father. Forever you remain the same. You are the mighty God, the great I Am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are the mighty God, the great I Am. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. You are the mighty God, the great I Am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful. We are yet to say, faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful. We are singing, faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful. Covenant keeping God. There is no one like you. Alpha and Omega. There is no one like you. Covenant keeping God. There is no one like you. King of the universe. There is no one like you. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. Hey, you are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh. Alpha, Omega. King of glory, you are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, Lord of hosts, you are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega, Mighty Redeemer. You are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, you are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. We worship you, Lord. You are Yahweh. Alpha, Omega. Jesus, you are Yahweh. Alpha, Omega. Yes, you are the Lord. Most High, yes, you are the Lord. Most High, yes, you are the Lord. King of the universe, the Most High, yes, you are the Lord. Most High, all sufficient God, the Most High, Most High, all sufficient God, Most High, miraculous God, miraculous God, the Most High. Most High, miraculous God. Most High, you are the mighty man in battle. Hell shall die. You are the mighty man in battle. Jehovah Nissi. You are the mighty man in battle. El Shaddai. You are the mighty man in battle. Glory to your name. You are the mighty man in battle. Oh Lord, hell shall die. You are the mighty man in battle. Jehovah Nissi, you are the mighty man in battle. Hell shall die. You are the mighty man in battle. Glory to your name. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher than every other name. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. He touched my life with his hands. My life changed. He touched my life with his hands. I am no more the same. Jehovah touched my life with his hands. My life changed. He touched my life. He touched my life with his hands. My life changed. He touched my life with his hands. I am no more the same. Jehovah touched my life with his hands. My life changed. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Unto the Lord, unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Great things he has done. Greater things he will do. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Oh, oh, great things he has done. Greater things he will do. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Oh, great things He has done. Greater things He will do unto the Lord. Be the glory, great things He has done. Have Your way, Lord. Have Your way. Have Your way, Lord. Jesus, have Your way. Holy Spirit, have Your way, Lord. Right now, have Your way. Oh Lord, have Your way. In this place, have Your way, Lord. As we pray, have Your way. As we worship, have Your way, Lord. Jesus, have Your way. Holy Spirit, have Your way, Lord. Have Your way. Oh Lord, have Your way. God will make a way. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to His side, with love and strength for each new day. He will make a way. He will make a way. God will make a way. God will make a way. When there seems to be no way. He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for us. He will be our guide. Hold us closely to His side. With love and strength for each new day. He will make a way. He will make a way. With love and strength for each new day. He will make a way. Yes, Lord. He will make a way. Begin to worship Him. He's the way maker. Worship Him. The mountain mover. He's the Most High God. The Lion of the tribe of Judah. The Rock of Ages. The Rock of Israel. The Ancient of Days, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battles. Worship Him. He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. Praise Him. He is your Father. He is your helper, your healer, your provider, your restorer, your Creator, your Redeemer, worship Him. He's so full of compassion, so full of mercy, so full of grace, so full of truth, so full of light, so full of wisdom, so full of authority. Worship Him. He is so full of riches and wealth. Worship Him. Praise Him. Father, we adore You. King of the universe, we worship You. There is none like You, Lord. No one is like You. No one can be like You. No one. No one. No one can meet up with You. You are higher than all. Greater than all. Stronger than all. And wiser than all. You are better than all. There's no other God that can do the things You do. You do terrible things in righteousness. You do great and mighty works. You crush Your enemies. You can never be defeated. You have never lost a fight. We praise You, Father. Blessed be Your holy name. Only You can save. It's so evident. It's so real that only You can save. Only You can deliver. We worship You, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given Him worship and praises. Amen. Amen. You're going to thank God with this prayer. You're going to say, "Thank You, Lord, for Your strength that is working in me." You're going to say, "Thank You, Lord, for Your strength working in me, destroying my weaknesses." Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to thank Him. Say, "Thank You, Lord, for Your strength that is working in me, destroying my weaknesses." Thank You, Jesus, for Your strength that is working in me. Now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Thank Him for that power. His power is working in us to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. His power is working in us. His power is working in us. His strength is working in us. Thank Him for that. So thank you, Lord, for your strength that is working in me, destroying my weaknesses. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You are still going to thank him. You're going to say, Father, thank you for sustaining me. Thank you for sustaining me. That is, thank you for keeping me alive. Thank you for keeping me saved. That is, God is keeping you fed by giving you food to eat. God is sustaining you by giving you air to breathe. Say, Father, thank you for sustaining me. Open your mouth and begin to thank him like that. It is not your job that is sustaining you. It is not your salary, your income, that is sustaining you. I believe you know that. It is not your qualification or qualifications that is sustaining you. It is not your smartness. It is not your wisdom that is sustaining you. It is not your skill that is sustaining you. It is the Lord. It is the Lord. Thank him. Do you want him to prove to you that it is not your income that is sustaining you? I pray you wouldn't do that, because you are going to suffer if you are waiting for him to prove to you that it is not your salary that is sustaining you. Then it means you will suffer. Yeah, because terrible things will start happening in your life. Terrible things. Things will start falling apart. To show that it is God who has been holding your life together. Thank him for that. Thank him for that. Say, thank you, Lord, for your strength that is sustaining me. Thank you for your power that is sustaining me. Thank you for your grace that is sustaining me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to thank him again. You're going to say, Father, thank you for breaking limitations in my life. Many of us would not have reached this level if God hasn't broken some limitations. Many of you would not have reached the level you have now if the Lord hasn't broken some limitations. So you're going to say, thank you, Father, for breaking limitations in my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. However small you think your present level is, you wouldn't have reached this point if the Lord hasn't broken some limitations, whether spiritually or physically. You wouldn't have reached the level you are now if the Lord hasn't broken some limitations. Thank Him. Thank Him. Say, thank you, Lord, for breaking limitations in my life. Thank you for bringing me to where I am right now. Thank you for bringing me to where I am spiritually. Thank you for bringing me to where I am physically. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, take away every spirit of delay in the journey of my life and destiny. You're going to say, Father, take away every spirit of delay in the journey of my life and destiny. Whatever that is not making you to have reached the level God expects that you should have reached by now, ask Him to remove those things. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, remove every spirit of delay in the journey of my life and destiny. Every spirit of delay in the journey of my calling and ministry. Every spirit of delay in the journey of my destiny. In the journey of my career, in the journey of my marriage. Oh Lord, remove them now. Remove them now. In the name of Jesus, every presence of darkness in my life, every presence of demons in the journey of my life, that is prolonging the manifestation of your promises in my life, prolonging the manifestation of your prophecies in my life, prolonging the manifestation of answers to my prayers. Oh Lord, remove them now, right now. Remove them now. Remove them now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, stop me from doing things that is causing delays in the journey of my life. Delays in my journey in destiny. It's possible that you are the cause of the delays. Yeah. is like someone that is traveling on a journey. For instance, that journey is expected to take just 30 minutes. And then because something is not working right somewhere, then the journey is taking 3 days. A journey that should take 30 minutes. Yeah. So that is what I'm talking about. Yeah. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, stop me from doing the things that is causing delays in the journey of my life, causing delays in my journey to fulfilling destiny, in my journey to becoming who you say I am, in my journey to success and progress. Holy Spirit, stop me from doing those things. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that. So Holy Spirit, stop me from doing the things that is causing delays in my journey in life and destiny. The things that is making me not to reach where I should have reached by now. The things I do that is making me not to reach the heights I should have attained by now. Holy Spirit, stop me from doing them. Thank you, Lord. Stop me, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, stop me now from doing such things. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray one of the things that delays the fulfillment of God's promises and plans is prayerlessness. Prayerlessness. If you really want to succeed in life without delay, you must be very prayerful. Yeah. You must be a Christian that prays for hours every day. Yeah. That is the way to get to where God wants you to reach in time. Yeah, some people, they eventually got to where God wants them to reach, but they got there very late. Yeah, they got there very late. So you are going to pray. Whatever is discouraging you from praying, is an attack from the enemy to stop you from fulfilling destiny. Yeah, that thing is an agent of Satan to stop you from fulfilling destiny. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, kindle or ignite in me a fresh free enough every day. The Holy Spirit kindle in me a fresh fire that will enable me to pray enough every day. God, there's a level you will pray to and you will know that you have prayed enough. Yeah, because you will discern victory. You will literally sense victory. The Holy Spirit kindle in me a fresh fire. Fresh fire. Fresh fire. That will enable me to pray enough every day. Begin to pray like that. Begin to talk to God like that. You want to move forward very fast? You have to pray. And you have to pray enough every day. Not some few minutes prayer. Not some few hours prayers. You have to pray enough. The Holy Spirit ignites in me fire. Fire to pray enough in every day of my life. Fresh fire. Grace. Anointing to pray enough every day. Put that fire in me, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Another thing that stops people from getting to where God wants them to be, or where God has prepared for them, is comfortability with little or with nothing. I don't know how to explain it. When you are so comfortable with your state, with your status, with your situation, yeah, when you are so comfortable and you just relax. Yeah, maybe because whatever you need, you can get them. So you feel like there's no need pressing forward for something greater. Yeah, so when you are too comfortable with the level you are, yeah, then you won't be able to reach where God is taking you. When you feel like you have already achieved everything, when you feel like you have already attained, you feel like you're already successful. Yeah, maybe you look around you, you feel like, do I really need anything? I don't need anything. You will definitely not reach where God is taking you. Yeah, because where God is taking you is greater than where you are right now. Yeah, but if you feel like there's no need to press higher, God will just keep looking at you. Yeah, so you must first of all become uncomfortable for the hand of God to begin to change things in your life, you must begin to become uncomfortable. Yeah, maybe you're a Christian that rise and fall all the time. Yeah, you are strong today, tomorrow you are weak. You are up today, tomorrow you are down. You are holy today, tomorrow you are sinful. And then you are just comfortable with that kind of lifestyle. Nothing will change even in the next 15 years. You will continue to move like that, rise and fall, rise and fall. Yeah, but if you begin to become uncomfortable, and then you say, no, things cannot continue to go like this, that is when the hand of God begins to work in your life. So the question is, are you comfortable with your present state? You are going to pray. You are going to say, Holy Spirit, make me uncomfortable with every state I am in that is not where God wants me to be. So, Holy Spirit, make me uncomfortable so that I can press forward to reach where God has prepared for me. Open your mouth and pray like that. Nehashise in the Hesisi Hadishda. Galham de Ghetto Shibada. Holy Spirit, make me uncomfortable with my comfort zone that is limiting my progress, delaying my progress. Make me uncomfortable. I believe you're praying like that. So, Holy Spirit, make me uncomfortable with every state and situation I am currently in that is not where you want me to be. Make me uncomfortable with pleasures that is not helping my destiny. Some people are so comfortable enjoying pleasures of this world, and yet they are far from fulfilling destiny. You think fulfilling destiny is all about having money, making money? There is more to your destiny than that. Have you asked God? Have you asked God the details about your destiny? Say, oh Lord, make me uncomfortable with pleasures that is affecting my destiny fulfillment. Those pleasures will take you nowhere. Yeah, they will only keep satisfying your body. Yeah, whereas there is a lot God wants you to achieve and attain in this life that you are living. Say, oh Lord, make me uncomfortable with everything around me that is not allowing me to press forward to attain the height you have prepared for me. Talk to him. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. Most great people that I know even great people in ministry, great people in the things of God. They were men who at certain point in their lives became uncomfortable with the state of their lives. Yeah. They became uncomfortable. Yeah, I know of preachers who told God, they said, God, I don't want to be an ordinary preacher. Yeah. They said, God, I don't want to be just a common preacher. You have to empower me. You have to anoint me. You have to transform me. And God saw their desperation. And He began to change their lives. Yeah. Why are you so comfortable with little or with nothing? You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, from today onward, my spirit, soul, and body shall not rest until I become who God says I am. You're going to see, in the name of Jesus, from today onward, my spirit, soul, and body shall not rest, shall not be comfortable, shall not be satisfied until I become who God says I am. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, my spirit, soul, and body from today shall not rest. My spirit, soul, and body from today shall not be satisfied, shall not be comfortable until I become who God says I am. In the name of Jesus, my spirit shall not be satisfied. My soul shall not be satisfied. My body shall not be satisfied until I become who God says I am. In the name of Jesus, my spirit shall not stop praying until I become who God says I am. In the name of Jesus, I shall not rest until I become who God says I am. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're still going to pray. You know that Joseph wouldn't have reached the heights he reached if he had given him to sin. Yeah, you know, Potiphar's wife kept on seducing him. The woman kept on seducing him so that he can fall into sin. But because that man knows where he is going, and he knows that there's no way he can fall into sin and still reach that height, he refused to compromise. He refused to sin. Yeah, the same thing with Moses. You know that Moses was practically a prince in Egypt because he was adopted. He was a prince in Egypt. Yeah, and you need to know what it means to be a prince in Egypt. You have everything you want. Is it women? You are going to have a lot of them. Gold, precious materials, money, a lot of pleasures Moses had access to in Egypt. But the Bible told us that he refused to enjoy the pleasures of sin. Because somewhere in his heart, he knew that there is something bigger God has for me than enjoying pleasures in the palace in Egypt. He knew that there is something bigger. If Moses wasn't so important, why would God be fighting for his dead body, for his dead body even after he had died? That man was so important, not only on earth, even in heaven, that God had to send angels to harvest his body because God doesn't want his body to know corruption. God doesn't want his body to taste corruption. Yeah, so he could see that there is and height that is more than enjoying money, enjoying pleasures. And he refused to stay in Egypt. Yeah, he refused the pleasures of sin. So now, the question is, how many pleasures have you refused? Even those ones that doesn't really look like sin, because you have a vision of where you are going, because you have an understanding of where God has prepared for you, you're going to pray. You cannot embrace sin and be enjoying sin and be eating sin like you eat rice or whatever food you like most. You cannot be doing that and think you will get to where God has prepared for you. Yeah, I'm not talking about where you prepared for yourself or where the government of your country prepared for you. I'm talking about where God prepared for you. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, create in me permanent hatred for sin so that I can get to the heights you have prepared for me. So, Holy Spirit, create in me permanent hatred for sin. Permanent hatred for sin. I'll begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. And if you're praying, say, Holy Spirit, create in me permanent hatred for sin, so that I can get to where you are taking me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I'm going to read that verse in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 27. Hebrews 11. 27. It says, by faith he forsook Egypt, or maybe I should start from 25. Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. So Moses chose to suffer affliction with the people of God and to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. Now verse 27. It says, by faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. So if you are going to get to where God has prepared for you, you have to see the invisible. You have to see the invisible. If you are going to get to where God has prepared for you. You know, God has been dealing with Moses secretly before God now appeared to him physically inside the burning bush. You know the story. God had been dealing with him secretly, somewhere in his heart. He has been seeing the invisible. So you must see the invisible if you are going to get to where God is taking you. That is, you must see what others are not seeing. You must believe the invisible. Believe what others cannot see. What others cannot believe. You must believe them. You must believe that your future is glorious. And you must say it to people. Even say it to those who are despising you. Tell them that, do you know that my future is very great? Look at them in the face and tell them that, do you know I'm going very far? Do you know God has great plans for me? You have to see the invisible. You have to see what people are not seeing. Believe what people cannot believe, because they want to see signs before they believe. That is how you will get to where God has prepared for you. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, change my highs into highs of faith. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, change my highs into highs of faith that will make me see the invisible, that will make me see very clearly the glorious future you have for me. Change my eyes into eyes of faith and make me see very clearly the glorious plans you have for me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Holy Spirit, change my eyes into eyes of faith. Change my eyes into eyes of faith that is able to see very clearly the glorious future you have for me. The great future you have for me. The great plans you have for me. Change my eyes into eyes of faith that is able to see the invisible and believe the invisible. The plans you have for me that are presently invisible. Give me the eyes of faith to see them and to believe them. Give me eyes of faith. Give me eyes of faith. I believe you're praying like that. Give me eyes of faith, O Lord. Give me eyes of faith, O Lord. Thank you, Lord, to see your plans for my life very clearly. To see your future for my life very clearly. To see the heights you are taking me so that I can pursue after them. Just as Moses pursued after what he saw. Oh Lord, open my eyes to see the invisible, the unknown. Open my eyes to see the hidden things in your heart for my life, calling and destiny, so that I can pursue after them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, another thing that used to delay believers from getting to where God wants them to reach is the fear of men. The fear of men. As you can see in this passage, Moses was not afraid of the wrath of the king. He was not afraid of what the king of Egypt can do to him. He was not afraid of what anybody would say. He took the bold step. Many Christians are so full of fear of men, fear of what people will say. God, don't forget that this is your life. It's not their lives. Yeah. You are living your life, not the life of anyone out there. Then why should you pattern your life after what people will say or what people want you to do? Why not pattern your life after what God wants you to do? Yeah. Why do you pattern your life to follow the ideas and opinions of men? Yeah. So you are going to pray. You must come to the point where you don't care what anybody says. I don't care what anybody will say. Yeah. And then you make decisions that would move your life forward. Decisions that would take you to where God wants you to take, even if it appears foolish in the eyes of men. Even if such decisions appear foolish to the wise people in this world, or smart people in this world. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive I receive a new heart that does not fear people. I receive a new heart that does not fear people. I receive a new heart that takes steps and decisions without considering the opinion of men. I receive a heart that takes steps and decisions, bold steps, bold decisions, without considering what people will say. Bold steps that will take me to where God wants me to reach. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, I receive a new heart that is able to make choices, able to take steps, able to make decisions without considering the opinions of men, without considering what people have to say or will say. I receive such hearts right now. In the name of Jesus, I receive the heart to please God and displease men. Or I receive the heart to displease men to please God. The heart to displease people so as to please God. I receive such heart in the name of Jesus. I receive the heart full of boldness, full of courage to make decisions, to make choices that would take me to where God has prepared for me. I receive such heart right now. Even if the whole world is against such decisions, I receive the heart to take those decisions in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you also need to know that witchcraft can delay your journey to the top. Witchcraft can delay your journey to where God has prepared for you. Because witchcraft has a way of they have a way of turning the elements of this world, including the minds of people, to work against you, to work against God's plans for your life. Yeah, so the people in witchcraft, they have the power to turn everything in this world, plants, animals, every element of this world, the air, the atmosphere, even the cells in people's bodies, their minds, turn the system here on earth to go contrary to what God has for your life. So you're going to raise up your right hand and you're going to pray. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every witchcraft operation and devices that is delaying my journey to the height God has prepared for me. The fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every witchcraft operation and devices delaying my journey to the height God has prepared for me. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Right now in the name of Jesus. Right now. Right now. Right now. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them all. Witchcraft operations, witchcraft rituals, witchcraft devices going on every day and night to stop me from getting to the heights God has prepared for me. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them all. Consume them all right now. Right now. Thank you, Lord. Every witchcraft operation in the atmosphere, going on in the air, to stop my rising to the height God has prepared for me, be consumed by fire of the Holy Ghost right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still going to pray. Yeah, you know, there's a force that is controlling this world. And also there's another force that is greater that the force of darkness that is controlling the system of this world. And that greater force is Jesus. That greater power. power is Jesus. Yeah, but there is a force that is already going on, controlling all the systems of this world. And that force will continue to control until a higher force steps in, a higher power steps in. And many human beings are at the mercy of the force of darkness that is controlling the systems of this world. But people like me are not at the mercy of that force, which I believe you also are not at the mercy of that force. Yeah, because we operate by a greater force, a higher force. And whenever this force appears, whenever this power appears, the power of darkness have to bow. So you are still going to pray. You are still going to pray. Things will not change in your life until a higher force is introduced into your situation. Until a higher power enters into your situation. Things will continue to remain the same. So only by power, only by force can anything change in your life. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, let the power of Jesus come upon my life right now and subdue and consume the force of darkness moving my life in a negative direction. You're going to say, let the power of Jesus come upon my life and subdue and destroy and consume the force of darkness moving my life in a negative direction. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, right now, let the power of Jesus come upon my life. Raise up your right hand as you pray this prayer. Say, let the power of Jesus come upon my life right now and subdue and dominate and consume and destroy the force of darkness, the force of hell, the force of Satan that is moving my life in a negative and opposite direction. In the name of Jesus, let the power of Jesus descend upon my life. Let the power of Jesus descend upon my situation and consume the forces of darkness, channeling my life to go in a negative direction, in a failure direction. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Oh, we are still praying. Yeah. Do you know that witchcraft also operates through the negative thoughts in people's minds? Yeah. The negative thoughts coming from people's minds will create a negative energy that destroys good things. And those people don't even have to be a witch. Yeah, those people don't, they don't have to be a witch, like, you know what I mean? They don't have to be a witch, like a real witch. Before demons can power their negative thoughts toward you. So even if many people or some people are thinking negative thoughts toward you, those thoughts will become a ball of energy, a ball of negative energy. And that energy can begin to destroy good things in your life. And that is why it is wrong even for you as a person to think negative thoughts against yourself. Yeah, to think negative thoughts against your life. It is wrong because those thoughts, they merge with demons, and demons amplify them, and they become powerful. Demons energize them to destroy good things. Yeah. So you are going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, "Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every witchcraft, operating in my life, through the negative thoughts and opinions of people." Yeah, you're going to say, "Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every witchcraft working in my life because of the negative thoughts and opinions and ideas and desires in people against me. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now." Open your mouth and pray. That's the best way I can construct that prayer point. Begin to pray like that. Say, "Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every form of witchcraft going on in my life because of negative energies coming from negative thoughts of people. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy such witchcraft. Destroy such witchcraft. Destroy such witchcraft right now in the name of Jesus. Destroy them all. Every witchcraft going on in my life as a result of negative thoughts of people, negative desires in people against my life. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them all in the name of Jesus. Every problem in my life that is as a result of people's negative thoughts, people's negative words, people's negative opinions and ideas and desires. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them all. Terminate them all right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still going to pray. Disobedience to the word of God can also prolong your journey to the heights God has prepared for you. And I believe you know that partial obedience is equal to disobedience in the kingdom of God. Partial obedience is equal to disobedience. Or a sense of omission. We have sins of commission and we have sins of omission. Sins of commission is when you commit sin. Yeah, you know that it's a sin and then you do it. But sins of omission is when you know what to do, but you did not do it. Yeah, you know what to do, or you know what you should be doing. You know it by the Holy Spirit in you. You know it by the knowledge of the Word of God that is in you. You know that this is what I should do. This is what I should be doing. This is how I should be living. This is how I should be thinking. And then you did not do those things. That is sin of omission. More like you or something is omitted. Yeah. So you are going to pray. All these kind of sins, they prolong your journey to where God has prepared for you. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, oh Lord, help me to be fully obedient to all your will. Say, oh Lord, help me. Help me. There's nothing like I am trying. Yeah. You have to try enough. Not that I am trying. Have you tried enough? No, that I'm trying to obey God. Have you tried enough? Have you done enough? Say, oh Lord, help me. Help me to be completely obedient to all your will. Help me, Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. You have to be fully obedient. God knows your capacity. God knows how much you can do. And God knows when you are not doing enough. God knows when you are not doing up to the standard that is expected of you. God knows that. You know, God is not a man. He doesn't think like humans think. Stop saying you are trying. You have to try enough. You have to do enough when it comes to obeying God. Say, oh Lord, help me. Help me to completely obey all your will. Help me to completely obey all your will, leaving no stone unturned. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have four more prayer points, and then we will round off the session. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. The Bible says, the mountains melt like wax before the Lord. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord. You can see, Father, dissolve every mountain in my life. Melt every mountain in my life whose presence is not allowing me to move forward. Say, oh Lord, dissolve every mountain. Dissolve every mountain in my life that is not allowing me to move forward. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Oh Lord, let your fire dissolve every mountain in my body, every mountain in my soul, every mountain in my spirit, every mountain in my marriage, every mountain in my ministry, in my calling, in my career, in my destiny, that is not allowing me to move forward. Oh Lord, dissolve them. Dissolve them right now. In the name of Jesus. For it is written that the mountains melt like wax before the Lord. Oh Lord, melt them all. Melt them all. Melt them all. Every problem in my life that is not letting me move forward and reach the height that you have prepared for me. Oh Lord, melt them. Dissolve them. Dissolve them right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have 3 more prayer points. Yeah. You know that verse that says, who is thou, O mountain, before Zerubbabel? For thou shalt become plain. Yeah, you know, Zerubbabel was an high priest at that time. Yeah. And they were tasked with the mission to build the house of God. And it was taking years for the temple of God to be built. Yeah, but then the prophecy came to him that the same hand that have started the work, we also see that work finished. Yeah, the prophecy came that every mountain before him shall be plain. Yeah, even today, the Lord is telling you that the good work your hand has started, your hand also shall complete that work. And the Lord is saying that every mountain that wants to stop you from finishing well, they shall be made plain. So you are going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let every mountain every mountain standing to stop the good work I have started from finishing, from succeeding, from prospering. Let them be complete right now. Every mountain standing before me to stop the success, the completion of the good work I have started, let them be complete right now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Let them be complain. Let them be complain. Let them be complain. Thank you, Lord. Every mountain standing before me to stop the success and completion of the good works I have started, the projects I have started, be complain in Jesus' name. Be complain right now. Every mountain standing to stop my calling from growing into the height God has set for it. Every mountain stopping my destiny from being fulfilled. Every mountain stopping my divine purpose from being fulfilled. Become plain right now. Become plain right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say in the name of Jesus. Let every mountain blocking my spiritual growth in Christ Jesus become plain right now. Say in the name of Jesus, let every mountain blocking my spiritual growth, blocking my spiritual advancement, my spiritual development in Christ Jesus become plain right now. Begin to pray like that. The Hasha Teke Tashibala. Become plain right now. Become plain right now. Every mountain blocking my spiritual growth in Christ Jesus. Every mountain blocking my spiritual growth in knowing God. Become plain right now. In the name of Jesus. Every mountain blocking my spiritual growth into maturity in Christ. Become plain right now. In the name of Jesus. Every mountain blocking my spiritual growth into transforming into the person God wants me to be. Become plain right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. coming. The last prayer point. You're going to pray. Yeah, some of you here, you're going to become great leaders. Yeah, because your destiny has a lot to do with leading many people, leading others. Yeah, so you're going to pray. Even though you might not be a leader now, but you are still going to be a leader and a great leader for that matter. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, bless me with the same wisdom that is in you to be able to lead people into your kingdom, to be able to lead people the right way, to be able to lead people and see them succeed and see them prosper and see them excel. Lord Jesus, give me the wisdom. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. So Lord Jesus, give me the same wisdom that is in you to be able to lead people, to be able to lead people into your kingdom, to be able to lead people to know you, to be able to lead people to become like you, to be able to lead people and train them to become great people in life. Oh Lord, give me the wisdom to lead people through the right path that would change their lives forever. Give me the wisdom to lead people in such a way that they fulfill their destinies and callings. Father, give me the wisdom right now in the name of Jesus. Give me the wisdom. Give me the same wisdom that is in you to be able to lead people in a way that they succeed and prosper and excel and shine as great lights in the world, in this generation. Give me the wisdom, O Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you for every good gift we have received from you. Thank you for your strength and power that is working in us. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings we have received already. Thank you for how you have led us through this prayer session. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for great plans you have for our lives. Thank you for a glorious destination, a glorious future you have for everyone here. Be glorified forever. Be praised forever. Be exalted forever. In Jesus' name, I ask, O Lord, that you stretch forth your hand and lay your hands upon everyone that have prayed together with me on this platform tonight. Lord, lay your hands upon every life and begin to fix whatever is wrong in their lives. Lord, fix the lives of your people because you created them. Fix their lives. Transform their lives. Revive their lives. Restore their lives. Heal their lives. And elevate their lives. Right now, in Jesus' name, I pray that the Lord give you eyes of faith that is able to see the invisible and hold on to the invisible till it becomes visible. Receive the eyes of faith right now. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that you shall be strong to the point that you go out there and strengthen others. In the name of Jesus, you shall be so courageous and bold to the point that you will go out there and encourage others in the name of Jesus. Through your life, those who have lost hope shall find hope in the name of Jesus. Through your life, those who are sorrowful shall have great joy in the name of Jesus. Your life shall become a great blessing to your generation. And the Lord of hosts shall do mighty works, mighty miracles through your hands in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.